If anybody's looking for something to do later tonight, I have a time. Did we already talk about my time on ESPN Radio tonight?
We weren't sure.
I have a time that I will be appearing on ESPN Radio, the Freddie Coleman Show. ESPN Radio.
Yes.
10:45 p.m. tonight is my time slot. 10:45.
That's kind of funny because coincidentally they're widening the halls around here at 10:45 as well.
I won't be around here. I'll be outside.
Well, no, they need to make sure that you can walk through them when you get back.
I get the joke. Oh, when I get back. Okay, there you saved yourself there, see.
Well,
I'll go out in the garage or I'll go out in the backyard or something so my family doesn't have to hear me yelling to Freddie Coleman on the phone. But ESPN Radio, 10:45 tonight, I will make an appearance on the Freddie Coleman Show talking about College Game Day and NDSU Bison football. So we can take care of that tonight. Hopefully we can get a podcast of it as well and put it up on our KFGO.com website if I don't make a complete fool of myself on national radio. Speaking of making a complete fool of myself, this is going to be a tough segue. I've often fished with Jeff Katzer of Woodland Resort and Mitchell's Guide Service and made a complete fool of myself while doing that. That's a very weak segue, so let's just welcome in Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service to the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Jeff Katzer. How are you?
Wow, that was kind of odd.
That was a very strange segue. I tried to go from Freddie Coleman to Jeff Katzer, and it just didn't make any sense.
Every time you say Freddie Coleman, I'm thinking of Freddy Krueger.
Well, I hope it's not Freddy Krueger with the big
claws. Hey, congratulations, I guess. You're big time in it now.
Oh, it's for like 5 minutes, and I'll be back in my usual very happy world.
So do we have to call you Mikey Big Time from now on?
You can if you want. I would appreciate it, but it's not required.
Okay. All righty.
Say, Jeff's appearances every week on this program are sponsored by Mitchell's Guide Service. If you are looking for a way to catch some walleyes or anything else on Devil's Lake, North Dakota, Mitchell's Guide Service is the service to call. You can probably just call the resort, I think, Jeff, 701-662-5996, and get a hold of some of the guides from Mitchell's Guide Service, correct?
You got it. Well, I don't even have to do this anymore. You've got her down pat.
Oh, no, I want you to do it. Are the fish biting on Devil's Lake? What's happening?
Hey, they are. Guess what we're getting into, and I'm not supposed to talk about it because everybody's going to expect to get them. We're getting into perch, and quite a bit of them. Nick Fouch and Zippy have been, last couple days, been getting quite a few perch, probably in the 20s and 30s. That's a, you know what? That's a great day.
That's a really good day.
On the soft water, I should say, instead of the hard water. Just a couple little pods they've been playing with, and they just keep staying there. And the funny thing is, Nick's getting them in like 6 foot of water.
Oh, really? 6 feet of water? With like bobbers
just pulling spinners and crawlers. But the trick is, nip the crawler off like a half inch from the last hook, from your second hook on the crawler harness.
Yeah.
And nip that the crawler half, about a half inch away. And the percher come, boy, he had a 15 incher the other day. That's bigger than a McFeely.
Oh, yeah, much bigger than my perch that I have, which was just fine, by the way. It's hanging in my office wall right now. But that, when I hear you saying this, Jeff, when I hear you talking about you guys catching perch this big and this many of them in the fall season, it tells me that the perch population in Devil's Lake is large and large in size as well. I mean, these are some big perch, and it's going to set up for a great winter season.
Yeah, we're probably going to talk about that a little bit more tomorrow, but they did do a creel survey, and the number of 12-inch plus perch are off the charts more than ever before, and I did get wind of that through a good source.
Wow.
So the Game and Fish.
Yeah, that's about as good as I can get. Whoa.
Yeah, okay. I tell you what, it's really been cool. I mean, I went out. You know what's fun? I love jigging, and we're just jigging crawlers with either leeches or crawlers right now, and like 3/8 ounce, sometimes half-ounce jigs, and boy, we were really having the fun. We caught a ton of little fish, but you know, we were able to keep our fish for the 14 and 16 inch size too. Just many of them. Tell you what, the water temperature's gone down a little bit too, kids. It was last time we talked in the low to mid 70s, probably 72, 74, something like that.
Mm-hmm, something like that.
61, 63 in that ball game now, and with tonight being, I don't know, what are they saying for tonight? Like 40 or something?
Yes.
It's going to be a little bit colder than that. So, like, we start thinking fall patterns, and let's start talking about bridges, going to the bridges, and doing a couple of different things. Here's an option that, well, I watched him do it. You know, we got the Cabela's National Walleye Championship is here, and even the big boys are struggling. I think Gary Parsons actually brought in a 30-incher yesterday, which was the biggest fish. That's a dandy. I don't care who you are.
Mm-hmm.
But 19 pounds for first place, it should be definitely in the mid-20s, if not higher.
19 these pounds guys, total for how many fish? Five fish?
Five fish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So he's, 19 pounds is nothing to scoff at, but there's a lot in the 8 to 10-pound range. And these guys are the best of the best, the elite fleet, as we call them. But we know what they're doing. They were jigging with jigging wraps, just like you'd use for ice fishing. Now, on that dropper hook, this is what scares me, but I watched them do it. I've never seen this done. On the dropper hook, they had about a 6 to 10-inch fluorocarbon leader with a jig and a piece of plastic like a slider or a paddle tail grub or something below it. And they're ripping these things, not just a little jig, jig, jig. We're talking up. They're ripping it up and down. I watched a guy right in front of me catch probably 10, 15 fish in 10, 15 minutes right at one of the bridges.
Huh.
And he's got two rods in a hand, and he is ripping. I mean, to me, that's even a little much for me. He was really ripping it. Boy, is he catching the fish, though. So I learned something yesterday from the pros, and I do it every day. So big jigging wraps, about a 6 to 10-inch leader below that with a jig with a piece of plastic on it. 9 times out of 10, they hit that piece of plastic, but every once in a while, they hit that jigging wrap, too.
Duck season opens tomorrow as well, Jeff, in North Dakota. Any word on ducks?
Well, boy, we got a lot of ducks around here this year. I was kind of getting bummed out because I wasn't seeing any, but I drove around last night, and I'm driving around tonight. I'm guiding Mike Heilman and his fiance Bethany Feist, out tomorrow on a cast and blast. First we're going to blast, then we're going to cast. I've got, we did this last year. It was absolutely a hoot. It was actually a blast. But, probably 5 fields that have at least 1,000 snow geese in it or better that I've seen. And I'm driving all around now. I'm not just driving around Devil's Lake. I'm up towards the Canadian border just looking at fields. And I've never seen so many snows, I can tell you that. It's kind of surprising. And I don't know about where you guys are because you get all those lush golf courses, but it seems like the large honker population, I'm not seeing them like I used to. I'm seeing some, but I'm not seeing, you know, that every field has got 200 to 400 in it. I'm not seeing that this year, but I'm seeing a lot of quackers, certainly.
Okay, good. And if people want to, maybe that's a discussion for a later time, but if people want to get a hold of Mitchell's Guide Service, maybe hire a Nick Faust or a Zippy Doll to try to find those perch or maybe those big fall walleyes, those 30-inch fall walleyes, they can just call the resort, Jeff, and ask for those two guys or ask for you or ask for anybody else, right?
Yeah, ask for Pete Harsh, Tom Backer, Zippy, Nick. I'm out now for the season. I've got 4 days left of guiding, and then I got to do the duck thing. But those guys, those 4 guys, actually I have 5. Eric Bentonwall too. He will be all 5 of those guys will be guiding until I hate to say ice up, but if it stays fairly nice, November 1st, 2nd, 3rd, something like that. And I tell you what, it just gets better from here on out. Jigging at these bridges, the fish get bigger. So give us a call at 701-662-5996.
Excellent, my man. I'll talk to you tomorrow morning on Mike McFeely Outdoors, okay?
All right, sir. We'll see you guys later.
Thank you, Jeff Katzer of Mitchell's Guide Service on Devil's Lake. Thanks very much to Mitchell's Guide Service for sponsoring that segment.